This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
So anybody here ever experienced imposter syndrome? I experienced it last night. I did something I don't like to do, but I did it. I put on my own event at YouTube Theater last night with Dane Cook and I doing something that we felt needed to be done, which is not doing the same thing everyone else is doing. We called it the collab. And people came out of the woodwork to help us. Rob Riggle and Marshall Falk and Baron Davis and Maria Diamond from The Secret and Nick Lowry flew in, the Hall of Fame kicker from the Chiefs. And the list went on and on and on. And I stepped on stage and I literally said, how? Like, that imposter syndrome. And the reason was, is that I hadn't worked on my own self-image. I still was working within the context of separation, inferiority, and superiority. And I couldn't convince myself that Rob Riggle, Dane Cook, Marshall Falk, Nick Lowry, Maria Diamond, all these people would fly in to be a part of it for me. And I reminded myself, hi.
We gotta crash your party.
You're awesome.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for coming. I reminded myself that I will never overachieve my own self-image. And why couldn't I establish a self-image to actually reconcile the facts that were presented in front of me? And the facts that were presented in front of me is I am worthy. I am worthy. And so anytime I have imposter syndrome and I walk out of Madison Square Garden after flying overnight from YouTube Theater and think about I have to be at WealthCon tomorrow on Sunday to close WealthCon for Pineda or whatever else I'm doing, and I get that feeling just like everyone else, I'm not worthy of this. Other people are. And you know what's so funny about it is talking to Dane Cook and Rob Riggle and Marshall last night, they felt the same way. They told me they felt like an imposter, and they're on stage saying, I can't believe that you would be helping us, or you would invite us, or we could be here on this stage. And so just remind yourself, I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am worthy. I will never overachieve my own self-image. So when I feel like an imposter, I'll never overachieve that. And so I need to remind, remember, and recollect that I'm part of an abundant, infinite, unified system of an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source. So I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? Am I letting my fear, my guilt, my resentment, my offense, my fear, the reaction to fear, interfere with what I am? Part and parcel to this unbelievable source. And whether it's your health, your wealth, your worthiness, your happiness, if you don't feel it, then ask yourself, what am I doing to interfere with it? Because it's there. Always. If you're not as wealthy as you want to be, then ask yourself, what am I doing to interfere with it? Because there's more than enough out there for you. If you're not healthy, ask yourself, what am I doing to interfere with it? That's why they name it dis-ease. Because you are at ease, connected to and through an unbelievable source. Now, you have to understand, you work in man-made time. So you need to learn all the lessons necessary in order to what? Dissolve or dissipate the resistance, the interference, the dis-ease. It won't happen overnight. I promise you, I know if you could do this overnight and just use your mindset, you wouldn't be here because you understand energetically so much more than most people. You would be bored shitless on this earth. You wouldn't need the embodiment to experience pain so you could prove that your purpose is greater than your pain to elevate your frequency, vibration, and awareness to make things easy. You wouldn't be here if you could just sit on your couch and be like, shit, I want to win the lottery, and you manifest winning the lottery. You wouldn't want to be here. It is the pain and the purpose and the relationship of having greater purpose than pain in order to indicate that I have a lesson to learn. If you don't have any lessons to learn here, why would you want to be here? If anyone has ever read Sanskrit, I'm going to read this off, and I haven't done it in a while, but I came across this years ago, and I said, how could this be written before writing? How could this be written before writing? I found this thing, and I'm happy to text it to you guys or email it. Rules for being humid. Rules for being human handed down from ancient Sanskrit. So this is old way of living. All 12 of these things are how I live. Number one, you will receive a body. Two, you will learn lessons. Three, there are no mistakes, only lessons. Four, a lesson will be repeated until it's learned. They may come with different hair color, skin color, different heights, but you will keep repeating until you learn it. I got three daughters, I know. Oh no, he's different. Yes, he looks different. Five, learning lessons does not end. So if you stop learning, there's no reason to be here. Six, one of my favorite. Think about how long ago this is. There is no better than here. Seven, others are merely mirrors of you. Man, did I experience that yesterday. There was so much emotional. Everybody was mirroring my reaction to fear. How many people are going to show up? What if Marshall doesn't come? What if Rob doesn't show up? What if Dane isn't happy? What if my wife thinks this is stupid? All the different things. And I let others mirror me. And I would attract more reactionary projection fear than normal. Because I was exhausted. I was afraid. I had my ego once again. I must have said 100 times, including the first step I made on stage. David, you're either humble or you're about to be. And I kept reminding myself every time the pain was there, the fear was there. Eight, what you make of your life is up to you. Like, I can't believe a caveman basically thought of that. Life is exactly what you think it is. You give meaning to everything you see. 10, your answers lie inside of you. In other words, you can't see what you can't see inside of you. What you see outside of you is what you see inside of you. 11 and 12 are my favorite because it's a participation in a perspective of being human. You will forget all of this. It's a great lesson. We think we know. That's why I teach people to be annoying. I teach people to be annoying. I teach them to be truthful and to be repetitive. Because the more truthful you are and the more repetitive you are, the more people will remember, remind, and recollect with their source and not forget, which is rule number 12, which is really simply, you can remember it whenever you want. You can remember it whenever you want. Resolution, resolve, remember, remind, recollect. These words mean something. Within the context of Sanskrit and modern day time today, put that up on your own wall and remind yourself, remember, oh yeah, I've been just given a body. I am not a body, I am free. I am as God created me. It's one of my mantras. I am not a body, I am free. I am as God created me as one. Reminded, remembered, and recollected. I know exactly what I see, because it lies inside of me.